According to Senate Concurrent Resolution 7, which was considered during a committee meeting Friday morning, the federal government is insolvent. As the federal deficit grows, the country is teetering on the brink of financial disaster, and Utah needs to prepare for the worst. Speaking before the Senate Government Operations and Political Subdivisions Standing Committee, Stan Rasmussen of the conservative Sutherland Institute painted a bleak picture.
It's universally recognized that federal funds comprise a significant portion of state and local budgets in Utah. The federal government is both insolvent and continuing the behaviors that have produced the insolvency. To say this is a problem is an understatement. It is both mathematically sound and morally correct that the legislature and governor support Financial Ready Utah.
Financial Ready Utah is a new nonprofit that is behind a package of bills meant to prepare the state for what it calls a pending financial earthquake. The organization is comprised of CPAs, local chambers of commerce, state legislators, and concerned citizens. Republican Senator Aaron Osmond of Salt Lake says that the resolution heard this morning is, in part, the glue holding the financial preparedness package together.
But it also goes further and urges our local, state, as well as federal leaders, specifically our Congress and our President, to actually pass a legitimate budget and to meaningfully address the deficit issues as well as our debt issues as a country.
Other bills in the Financial Ready package include SB 138, which would have the governor identify federal funds in the state budget and make projections based on potential reductions, and SB 70, which would create a commission to prepare for dealing with these reductions. SCR 7 received a unanimous, favorable recommendation from the committee this morning and has been moved to the Senate's consent calendar for expedited consideration. For KCPW News, I'm Roger McDonough.